Yeah, I'm calling about the lady that called and asked if she had to pay the speeding ticket if the cop didn't sign, or she didn't have to sign it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up in court. It doesn't matter. You still have to pay it.
Yeah, really? Is that happened to you before?
Yeah, it's better if you try and if you don't fight it too, because then it just costs you more money.
Uh-huh.
Is this a police officer?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the advice, bro.
Yep.
See you.
Peace.
Hey, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Hey, has anybody answered the question for that ticket lady?
Well, we had a guy call us and say that it wouldn't matter.
Well, all it means is, like, you know, if you want to just go ahead and pay it, then you sign it, and then you say, you know, there's, like, a little checkbox for guilty.
Yeah.
And then you just say guilty, you sign the back of it, and then you mail in $96 or whatever her ticket amount was. I mean, that's what it's for. I mean, I don't think any cops ever had me sign a ticket for, that's, like, been quite a while.
Chris,
so,
you know? Do you sign the ticket when you get pulled over?
What are you asking me for? I never get speeding tickets.
Well, yeah, Chris always gets out of them somehow. I don't know what you're doing to those police officers, but...
You know what they say? They say, I almost did the cop thing. I know a lot of friends that of mine that are cops and everything, and they say that if you BS them, you know, I mean, if you just be honest...
Yeah.
And you don't BS them and, you know, just give them a lot of crap about, you know, whatever, you know, start crying and do all kinds of stupid stuff. If you just be honest and polite and nice, that you're a lot more likely to get out of it.
Yeah, so. I find that does help usually, too.
I'm sorry I tried to run away from you, officer.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, just whatever. You know, I mean, I'm in a hurry or, you know, you could just say that you're, well, I guess in a hurry is, I mean, if you're honest, I guess that's the best way. But
I gotcha.
But anyway, yeah, you just sign it, I guess, whenever you want to mail it in. Otherwise, you appear in court if you want to contest it or whatever.
I get you. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, and just one more question on that other girl that, you know, said something about the guy. You know, the right after that, I just...
The girl that got dumped four times or whatever?
Just the advice, you know, I mean, like you said, any guy that says, you know, it's not me, it's not you, I mean, you know that's, like, flat out, it's them. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, if you're perfect, then you wouldn't be gone.
Exactly. You can't, I mean, that's just a way out, you know, just to say, well, you know, it's not you, it's not me, I'm just... going through a rut right now, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a good one. That's a good one. So,
all right, man. Well, anyway, we appreciate it.
Yeah, take it easy, guys. See later.
You got something for Free For All Friday?
No, I just wanted to say that it did sound like Snagglepuss.
It did sound like Snagglepuss.
Yeah.
What did my Snagglepuss or Chris's?
Chris.
Okay.
The one that was trying to do it the first time.
Okay. Yeah, that was Chris, right?
Yeah,
weren't you doing
so.
The phone? Yeah. What's going on there in the background? Someone yelling at you for being on the phone? I think they were. Uh-oh.
I gotta go.
Busted.
Ah.
Yeah. Too bad. Do that voice again in case someone
I don't even remember it.
Yeah. Don't pull this, Chris. I know you do.
I gotta remember my teacher. That's who I based it off of.
Okay.
Okay. Like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know you could do better. Say Heavens to Murgatroy.
Heavens to Murgatroy.
There you go. God, that sounds... What is that voice? That is not Snagglepuss. That's something else.